Hey there, welcome to Purring Thoughts. Curl up, grab your favorite mug, and let's talk. Who needs a therapist when you have this podcast? Just kidding. Please don't fire your therapist. Today, I want to talk about something really personal, something I think a lot of us struggle with, but don't talk about it enough. Starting over. The fear of change, of feeling like we've wasted a lot of time, like we're falling behind while everyone else seems to have it all figured out. Growing up, I was constantly anxious about whether I was doing enough, whether I was on the right path. I had a stable job at a financial institution in Taiwan, a master's degree in business, and an 11-year relationship. On paper, it seemed like I was checking all the right boxes, but inside, I felt stuck. Like I was searching for something more, something that actually felt like me. I knew deep down something wasn't right, and that if I didn't make a change, I'd regret it forever. So I made the hardest decision of my life. I quit my job, left my relationship, and moved to a new country to study. It wasn't easy. It was terrifying. And honestly, at times, I was worried, what if I was pouring all this money into a dream that wouldn't work out? But looking back, I realized something important. There's never a right time to start over. There's only now. Have you ever felt like you're always running out of time? Like everyone around you is getting married, buying homes, settling into their careers while you're still figuring things out? I always felt like that too. I used to envy people who knew what they wanted from a young age, who had everything mapped out. And then I entered my late 20s and I thought, I should have it all together by now. But life doesn't work that way. There's this pressure in society that tells us if we haven't made it by a certain age, whether it's 25, 30, or even 19, then we've somehow failed. But that's not true. The truth is no one has it all figured out. We're just all making it up as we go. And honestly, isn't that what makes life interesting? Leaving an 11-year relationship was one of the hardest things I've ever done. When something has been a part of your life for so long, it becomes your identity. I was terrified of what life would look like without it. So for a while, I pretended nothing had changed. I went to work every day, kept myself busy, and smiled like everything was fine until my body couldn't make it anymore. I started getting sick because I was suppressing, hiding all my emotions. I had to face the truth. Sometimes we think holding on our emotions is what makes us strong, but the real strength is knowing when to let go. If you're feeling lost right now, if you're questioning everything, let me tell you, that's a good thing. Feeling lost means you're searching, and searching means you're growing. Some people stay the same for decades, never questioning if they're truly happy. But if you're here listening to this, wondering if it's too late to start over, it's not. Every day is day one. There's a meditation I do in the morning that says, today is a new day, a beautiful day with new possibilities and opportunities coming your way. Yesterday is in the past, so you can let go of that now. I love this reminder because it means that you're not trapped by who you were yesterday. You can wake up tomorrow and decide to change. That doesn't mean it will be easy, but it does mean it's possible. Moving to Canada, learning a new skill, making new friends, navigating loneliness, it's been a roller coaster, but I wouldn't trade it for anything because now I know what it means to truly live for myself. So, if you're wondering if you should take that step, ask yourself this. if I don't do this, will I regret it for the rest of my life? If the answer is yes, then you already know what you need to do. Starting over doesn't mean erasing your past. It means embracing your journey, taking lessons, and choosing to move forward. Whether it's changing careers, ending a relationship, moving to a new city, or even just picking up a new hobby. It all starts with one decision. The courage to start over isn't about being fearless. It's about being scared, but doing it anyway. So, to whoever is listening, you're not alone. You are not behind. Your journey is yours, and there's no right or wrong way to live it. Take your time, trust yourself, and remember, every day is a new beginning. Thank you for spending this time with me. If this resonated with you, I'd like to hear your thoughts. You can message me, leave a comment, or just whisper it to your cat. I promise they'll understand. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourself, and keep believing in your own story. Bye.